This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, Steffen, after the hour, time for us to, this is sort of a combo effort here on the Countdown Show on Good Day. My staff, my group that's on the air with me on Good Day, go through the issues, the charts, if you will, for each week, and give you our take on this as if it were a regular talk radio program, because that's really why you listen to this, because you want to know what's big in regular talk radio circles. And for years and years and years, I used to have hosts on the program, and we'd go through sort of co-hosting the issues and talk about their take. And then we started, maybe 8 or 9 years ago, taking excerpts from various good talk radio programs and hosts around the country to make the point. All right, this is an example of issue number one, talked about on the air on this station, issue number two, and so forth. And then I thought it was time for us to change a bit. So I've asked my colleagues, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, to spend some time here this week talking about the list. I'm going to go through the list for you now. The top stories, according to Talkers Research, a lot of sports activity at number 10. That's not unusual. At number 9, the Obama overtime regulation, changing that. At number 8, the TSA problems that we've been discussing this week. At number 7, what's going on in Brazil and the Zika virus trouble with that. Number 6, what's going on in the Middle East. Number 5, continuing conversation about the gender laws and what's legit and what isn't there. Facebook and the Egypt air crash and the presidential race all are in the top 10. The activities of the candidates for president, though, including Donald Trump's interview with Megyn Kelly and the battle between Bernie Sanders and the Democratic National Committee, actually, understandably, the most talked about things this week on News Talk Radio, and then the downing of the flight, early suspicions that it's a terror attack, the Facebook thing and Glenn Beck's play on that. What do we think about that? Glenn Beck, well-known, well-suited, entertaining, intelligent talk host, to the right, has done different things with his program over the years, is considered a maverick, isn't one of the mainstay. When you think about the talk radio people, he works for a company named Premier. At least his radio program is syndicated by them. Same people that syndicate Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. So there is there's a clan, but there isn't a clan. Because most people, when you get right down to it, if the truth be told, and I say the average talk radio station that may be owned by iHeart, formerly Clear Channel, would have a local program on in the morning. Then they do Glenn Beck, which is their property. Then they do Rush Limbaugh, which is their property. Then they do Sean Hannity, their property. And then often you find Mark Levin in those circumstances, maybe less and less John Batchelor. Dave Ramsey shows up on a lot of these stations. But in terms of who in that category of a national right-wing host, Beck is considered, I'm using the term maverick because that's nice. There are other discordant things that are used to describe him, words that aren't used for Limbaugh, and they aren't used for Hannity, and they aren't used for Levin. But in terms of what he, you know, he's not talking about the issues the same way those guys might, but he certainly has a right-of-center approach to things. And he was, I think, one of the first people to get on to Zuckerberg, was he not? One of the first that heavily criticized Mark Zuckerberg and his company, supposedly. And I don't even know how this came about. Who was the first person to point out, where did we first see or hear that allegedly Facebook was doing things to tweak right of center stories? Gizmodo, that's right, too. Right, former
employee was a whistleblower, an anonymous whistleblower.
Yeah, what did he actually say?
No one would have known anything if that employee hadn't started spilling the beans.
Well, what do we know? Well, other than what he said, apparently what he said and what really is done isn't the same thing. At least if you listen to Zuckerberg, and Beck seems to be buying the story of it not being on purpose or intentional. It just happens that some of my employees are lazy. I mean, that's kind of what I heard. They leave and they don't do. Isn't that what that amounted to?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that original employee, it made it sound like it was an actual algorithm that Facebook paid to have written to ignore conservative stories. And it turns out it's not that. It was actual
just
human
people.
Yeah, it was human oversight.
Yeah. So, but does that tell you about the bias in general of people working there? Even if it's a mistake, it seems to have been, and I don't even mean the term setup mistake, but it is because of the mindset, it didn't seem important. If I'm reading this or reading between the lines a little bit, they didn't care enough about it to give it
that's
a fair shot.
But on the, you know, and on the left, people put the Black Lives Matter movement, you know, on the far left, and that never made it on trending on Facebook because Zuckerberg said the whoever the curator was, that's what they're called when they run these shifts, the curator didn't think it was a big enough story. So
it's really
it went
weird
both ways.
Yeah, and the Facebook stories that trend, I mean, I was just looking at them going, okay, really? I mean, these are stories that are like sometimes three or four days old.
Okay, so what are you, give us an example of what you're saying.
So today I just happened to look. And while Sarah Ramirez is trending because Grey's Anatomy just aired their season finale, she's leaving Grey's. That makes sense. The Mitt Romney story is also trending about
how he's
ending his efforts to end the third-party presidential campaign, which came out 3 days ago.
Right. That's right? What it is. So I have no credibility at all. None.
I mean, and then the next one is Shawn Michaels, who's a former professional wrestler who got invited by the Pittsburgh Penguins to come watch a game because one of their successful lines on the Penguins is they call themselves the HBK Heartbreak Kid line. So they invited Shawn Michaels to a game. It's just really kind of willy-nilly as to what they put up there.
All right.
And
so
not all of it timely.
Then let's go to the competitor Twitter. Victoria, what do you see trending on Twitter at this moment when we're talking about this? We've gotten Facebook, and sometimes we pay attention to Facebook as a trending source, but now let's go to Twitter as a trending source. What's there?
Well, Twitter has, they always do Good Friday, so which is not a religious thing, but that's always trending on Twitter on Fridays. Hashtag Mike Brown Forever is another thing that's trending right now. And Twitter's kind of all over the place, especially as the morning gets going. You know, the things that are more people are interested in, that tends to be
Mike Brown? Why do I remember that name?
Isn't Michael Brown.
Ferguson.
He was,
Ferguson. All right, that's it, yeah.
And then another hashtag that's starting to trend to stop the polling insanity. So I guess people are sick of political polls.
So here's my takeaway from both of those, Facebook and Twitter, is that there is no real news there. Yet we hear often that people will tell you they get their news from Facebook or they get their news from Twitter, and maybe it's the younger crowd, maybe it isn't. I don't know. I'm not going to point fingers. I'm just saying as an observer from the outside that in terms of getting news, if you're really serious and interested in what's going on, you don't go to either of those places to find out. You might find what people think about what's going on, but you will not find out in an authoritative way, in a credible way, what's going on.
Twitter's great for breaking news. You know, when you see a story that starts trending, you go, why is so-and-so trending? And then you do your own research and figure out. I mean, that's what I think Twitter is really good for, is giving you a starting point, I guess.
Okay, but
I always get all my news from Twitter because of the news outlets that I follow.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really go by what's trending.
Right. Yeah.
But the trending thing, like Jen said, it is great for breaking news.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday when we were on the air, I looked at the trends, and that's when the Egypt Air started trending. So it is good for that.
All right. So the number three item this week, the Facebook anti-conservative bias focus, has been taken care of. We've dispatched that well. 15 past the hour here on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When you need it, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. you need new Golbon pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Golbon has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Golbon with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-787-1748 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-787-1748. That's 800-787-1748. 800-787-1748.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. Just port your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
18 after the hour on the Good Day Take on the countdown with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. Kara's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I don't know what to say about the air crash, except that what happens with people in these circumstances, they get silly. They cancel their flights. They don't want to go to a certain area. I mean, I understand the problem of not wanting to go to the Middle East. I wouldn't be too excited about going to the Middle East either, were I to go. But there are those people who are afraid to go to Europe because they think, oh, my God, Paris, look at what happened there. And they want to go to Brussels, and then they put Europe all together. I don't want to go to England. I don't want to go to Germany. I don't want to go anywhere. I want to stay home. And so it'll affect, especially this time of year when people are making their plans, because it's the beginning of the summer travel season, people are making plans. Yeah. And it is wildly, my God, look at the prices of some of these tickets. My son is flying out in a couple of weeks to come home. Both my children are coming home for a week in June. And Brendan told me last night the prices were crazy. He had to fly to Atlanta to pick up a car, and it was $400 to go on Delta direct from L.A. to Atlanta.
Summer weekend, holiday weekend.
Yeah. And then, but then coming back from Boston to L.A. on Virgin, it's $208. It's the kind of stuff that is there. I saw prices of $800-$900. They do go to places that nobody would want to go to. So, all right, we're reviewing what's going on in the world of talk radio. The charts for this week, the 16th to the 20th of May.
My my dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
After the hour, let me actually go through the charts. I haven't done it. I sort of get stuck once in a while. We find something that jumps out at us, then I stop and we go through. When I say we, Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. She can pipe up anytime she wants to. Freedom of speech is what we value here. Victoria Keelan. Yeah. All right. So the official list, Sports Talk Radio at number 10, Obama at number 9, TSA at number 8, what's going on in Brazil, number 7, the battle against Daesh, number 6, the bathroom gender laws, 5. I don't understand. At number 4 on the list, sometimes I openly disagree with the list. I don't get that there was a lot of conversation, not in my circle or not that I heard, on Iran. I mean, I don't see this. No. This is dead, overdone.
Yeah.
Not
well, I mean, it did get a little bit of attention at the beginning of the week because of Ben Rhodes and the gaming, how it came out that they gamed the media, essentially, to sell the Iran deal. And I think that's probably why you see it.
They talking about the administration.
The Obama administration.
So it was the same deal. Okay, yes, I remember that I don't know if we said it on the air, or maybe I heard it someplace. The thing that is disturbing about this is that it reminds me of George Bush trying to do the same thing when we went into Iraq. It was the same kind of gaming. They both, you know, all politicians, if they want to get their way.
But you actually had someone, I'll beg to differ with you only in this respect, and that is that Ben Rhodes came out and said, look, the media is a bunch of bubbleheads. Mm-hmm. They're in their 20s. They're idiotic. We can tell them whatever we want and get away with it. And essentially, there was no one on record like that with the Bush administration. I mean, it was maybe bad intelligence, and we can argue that it was bad intelligence, but it was what people believed at the time. This is now like, well, we pulled one over on you. So it's a little bit different. I didn't get that vibe after going into Iraq that it was someone trying to pull one over on us.
Oh, I did.
You didn't get that vibe from Karl Rove or from Cheney?
No, I
felt like they were constantly selling us a bill of goods that was worth nothing the whole time.
It wasn't
never
those
got
guys.
That feeling.
Those guys are always the bad guys. I'm talking about people like Colin Powell who went on the offensive for that deal. I'm not talking about the Iran nuclear deal. I'm talking about going into Iraq.
There were weapons of mass destruction there, though. They found evidence of them being there. They never found the weapons because they were moved to Syria. I mean, that's common knowledge.
No, it's not. No, I disagree. But it's okay.
Well, you can disagree.
I can.
I disagree with you.
I disagree. And I disagree with you.
Hey, but neither. But the good thing is neither of you are disagreeable. And that's mantra.
Yeah,
that's right. I love that.
Yes.
But that's why we're talking about Iran this week, because it was a terrible deal. And also the Congress wanted Ben Rhodes to appear, and he denied appearing in front of Congress for a review of what he had said. So,
you know what? I think we should spend a lot of time talking about the bad deals of the week. For example, getting
maybe
sushi.
We should do equal time. Maybe the good deal of the week and the bad deal of the week. How about that?
So, what's the bad deal of the week? Is this the bad deal of the week?
Bad deal of the century
year?
For me. Yeah.
No, not for the century.
It's a bad deal.
Iraq was a bad deal. It was a weak deal.
We just gave.
That was worse.
Okay, that was not a deal. We just gave. Billions, 300 of them, by the way, back to Iran.
Yeah, it was a bad deal.
And we have now, United States has now become the leading state sponsor of terrorism because of our funds that we've given back to Iran.
This reminds me of a conversation I had with Meredith. As a matter of fact, I almost just said Meredith's name. Jennifer, we have spent $3 trillion in Iraq. $3 trillion. Has been spent in Iraq. Yeah.
There's a lot of good that came out of that.
What?
Girls went to school.
Oh.
We pulled out too soon. If we had stayed done in every other war zone, we're still in Korea, we're still in Japan, we're still in Germany. If we had stayed and not created the vacuum that we have created, there would have been a lot more. You would have seen the good continue to trickle
through. You know what the saddest thing is? That the Barney Rubble and the whole that town that Saddam created for his grandchildren all ruined in Iraq. Horrible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour, wiping the slate clean and starting over again. This is the Good Day take on the Talker's Top 10 Items. So this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the charts of the stories and the people every week. That's what we do. Now bringing in my Good Day colleagues, Victoria Keeman and Jennifer Horn are here. I want to go through the list of the people that are on the front page this week. Steph Curry at number 10. He's the NBA player, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Jason Chaffetz.
Jason Chaffetz.
I don't know him. You said he's in the House Oversight Committee.
Oh, he's very well known. Yeah, he's a congressman from Utah.
Hold on just a second. He's very well known. That's a slap in the face. I said I didn't know who he was, and you said, oh, he's very well known.
Well,
so
he is. I'll tell you why.
Be a dummy.
I don't know who he is either.
You're definitely not a dummy. But yes, you are. No, I'm just kidding. No. Jason Chaffetz has been in the news quite a bit over the last year, especially. He's become a really loud voice in the House. He is a Republican mm-hmm. out of Utah. He's the head of the Government Oversight Committee. And this week, the reason he would be trending is that he was the one that was pushing for an interview or a review with Ben Rhodes, and the Obama administration denied that request for Ben Rhodes to appear before the House. He also, just
a few months ago, refresh everybody's memory.
Ben Rhodes was the person who came out that we just spoke about, who said that he sold the media a bill of goods about the Iran deal, essentially.
He being John Kerry and Barack Obama.
Ben Rhodes, yes.
Did the selling.
Correct. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So Chaffetz was also up for Speaker of the House before Paul Ryan said, I'll do it. Remember when he was playing coy and he was like, no. Jason Chaffetz was up there running against
me,
Kevin McCarthy.
Pick me. It's me. Yeah. I want to do it.
Yeah. But wah-wah.
Uh-huh. So much for that. All right. So let's see. Other names on this list The people list from Talkers, Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
People, the Democrats, she's the head of the DNC.
Yeah.
And the Democrats now, a lot of them anyway, are actually calling for her resignation.
See you later,
in fact,
alligator. Yeah.
This week on MSNBC's Morning Joe, Mika Brzezinski said that she should resign. Van Jones on CNN said he would rather have Reince Priebus in charge of the Democratic Party. And all of it stems from that ugly skirmish between Bernie supporters and Hillary supporters at that Nevada convention over the weekend.
Yeah, she's always been useless, I think. All right, let's see. John Kerry is number 7, Mark Zuckerberg number 6, Bill Clinton number 5, Bernie Sanders 4, Hillary Clinton 3, Barack Obama 2, and Donald Trump in the number 1 position on the people list, according to the Talkers charts for this week. Donald Trump has done something that everybody, or not everybody, but many people said that he'll fall down here, and he didn't. He'll misstep there. No, he didn't do that. It's not going to work over here. Well, it worked. And so it goes on and on and on. Can you see Donald Trump as president? I can. I'm not saying that it necessarily is the best choice, but under the circumstances, we got the two that seem to be in the top of the heap. That would be the way I'd go, depending on who he chooses for vice president. He'd better be smart about that. But I think he's getting smarter. Was it smart for him to be interviewed by Megyn Kelly this week? Who won there?
You know, I think it was, you know, they both benefited a lot from this contentious relationship that they had with each other. I don't know if there was a winner in that special. The questions were sort of weird. It was awkward in moments, and the ratings were really soft. So I don't know if it really even... if it even really mattered so much. I think he definitely, I mean, they've both done some winning. She's releasing books and on the cover of Vanity Fair, and he
which
is...
Which would never have happened without this Trump controversy.
No. And he and is actually probably going to be president.
Yeah, and Jennifer and I were actually saying, I think during one of the breaks earlier this week, we were talking about Megyn Kelly appearing on Andy Cohen's show, Watch What Happens Live, on Bravo, which
never would have happened a year ago.
So never. I think she's the clear winner out of all this.
I think she's very bad at what she does.
Well, I don't think she's good at what she does, but I think she's the winner in this.
I'm wondering, now let's get down to brass tacks. This is going to sound really sexist, and so be it. You do what you want with it.
Hang on, I'm buckling up.
The only reason that she's there is that you look at the people that Roger Ailes hires at Fox. Is she cut above the same or below most of them? I find Gretchen Carlson to have, of all the people that I've seen there, to have the most credibility and to have the most value. That's just me.
Plus, you think she's the prettiest.
Well, I thought Hasselbeck was good. Hasselbeck is she... But she has grown. I think you give her credit for her at least growing between the two experiences that she had. Is she the most intelligent, or is she going to be the best at what she does? Probably not.
I totally disagree with you about Megyn Kelly. I think that Megyn Kelly, when she first started, was probably the standout female reporter. Actually, maybe the standout reporter just in general on Fox News, aside from maybe like Brett Baer and Shepard Smith. They're both really good reporters.
Is she getting an unfair shake then because she's being pulled with all the rest of the blondes at Fox?
Here's what the problem is, though, is that when she had this debate, she became the henchwoman for Fox. Clearly, she was doing this at her boss's orders, right?
Right. Somebody said,
Roger Ailes said, you need to really hammer Trump. And so she's taking orders.
Yeah.
And essentially, she got a taste of what it feels like to become the celebrity. And here's the slippery slope. When a journalist becomes the story, when there's a real problem.
Yep.
I loved Megyn Kelly up until that point. And then I couldn't stand watching her because it was like everything was about me. One of the questions she asked Donald Trump, but she started things off with, let's talk about us. I mean, it's always me.
Right,
and
right.
That's not, to me, that's not okay. Then go become an actor or a host. Don't be parading as a journalist when it's about me all the time, because a good journalist keeps himself out of the story.
Right, that's great.
With that. Yeah. That's
and
a good
you know what? To wit, the conversation this week about Morley Safer, never in his career has he been talked about until he died. It was always the story.
I have to be completely honest with you. I consume all of this stuff. You guys hear me. I consume media, especially news media, a lot. Had no idea who he was. I'm
Morley's
embarrassed
favorite?
To tell you that. Had no idea until he died who Morley's favorite. No.
Isn't that interesting?
You know, when I looked him up, because I Googled him when he died earlier this week, and I Googled him, and I was expecting a different picture. So I knew the name. I knew the name. But I think I confused him with Mike Wallace.
But that's commendable, because I shouldn't know his name. I should know his work. I should remember him for his contribution, not necessarily who he was. That's the beauty of the job that he did. I think it's a compliment, actually.
Well, that sort of speaks to what I'm just talking about. You didn't know who he was necessarily, although somebody like me who's been around for a little bit longer has a degree of attention that was paid to 60 Minutes, because a lot of the things I've talked about over the years, including recently the 28-page thing, comes from discussions that have been presented on that TV show. That TV show has garnered a lot of attention, and reasonably it has garnered a lot of attention, because it does what good journalism, in my estimation, or what I was taught about journalism. I'm not a journalist. Don't claim to be. Don't want to be. I'm a talking head, and so are the two of you. But when you get right down to brass tacks, the really good information that you get from television programs like that, the investigative work that really means something, that does something, not the investigative stuff of the I team on the local stations where they look to see how many pizza boxes have been sold by the local pizza company. That's really, who cares? That stuff is meaningless, as in most of the local news stations and programs are meaningless, because they don't do local news. What they do is they masquerade a local newscast. They say, oh, we're going to start our local news at 4 a.m. What does that mean? Well, a local newscast, in my mind, means you cover the local news. That's how I was taught. You're going to do local news. You better go find out who's been in an auto crash. You better find out who's in the hospital. You better find out what the city council did last night. You better know what went on in the governor's mansion. But you don't. I'm not going to do a local newscast and feature a story from the Middle East. What am I doing that? But why do I need you? I don't need you.
Well, especially in this day and age with cable news,
right.
I think that's it's a good point. I mean, in L.A., I live in Los Angeles, you would never see local news covering city council or the Board of Supervisors or any of that, unless it's something controversial like the minimum wage or something. I mean, you would never see them say,
there's
hey,
no originality, no creativity. It's all follow the leader, and it's garbage.
And a lot of it's paid now. If you notice on local news, and I'm sure it's like this in other cities too, they go around and do these dining segments where they're getting, you know, they go to restaurants, or they go to fairs, or the circus is in town. And
That's news. Hello. 44 past the hour. A word about what's happening at Hofstra University. I want to thank, first of all, the people at WRHU for hosting me and my program, the Countdown as well. This is a fabulous school for communication. And Michael Harrison from Talkers chose Hofstra to have our annual convention this year. It's this weekend at Hofstra, because he's a graduate of Hofstra. A lot of great radio and television personalities have come out of this radio station, out of these studios over the years. And I would tell you that there needs to be a lot more of this sort of thing on good radio. There's a fabulous opportunity for the right people that are coming along, not just in radio, but in the spoken word formats, and it isn't just on the radio, the kinds of things that we're all learning about when it comes to the new media. So I take my hat off to schools like Hofstra. Congratulations, and it's good to be here for the Talk Radio Seminar, Talker Seminar, this year in New York. I'm Doug Steffen. We will continue with an overview here a couple more minutes on one or two of the big items of the week on the Countdown. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from Plant Stem Cell Technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes
to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email to say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, IVC Advocates with principal office in Temecula, California, is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention, this is an important announcement for anyone who had surgery to implant a blood clot device. If you or a loved one had a surgery in the past 10 years and your doctor used an IVC filter to trap blood clots, call 800-689-0335 now. These devices can be life-threatening and you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. The FDA is evaluating adverse events caused by these blood clot devices, which can lead to complications and serious injury. Call 800-689-0335 right now. These devices could break and lead to serious injury. Call now as time is limited. Call 800-689-0335. If you or a loved one has one of these dangerous blood clot devices, as you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation, our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-689-0335. That's 800-689-0335. 800-689-0335.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. We don't pay enough attention to the names, the people. There are a lot of folks who want to hear what the issues are, but we don't spend enough time, I don't think, on the countdown talking about the people who are big in the news. And it's obvious that if we're looking at the top four or five, it's going to be the political people like Trump and Obama and Clinton and Sanders and that group. But I think the attention given to Mark Zuckerberg this week was very interesting. I also think that because of the passing of Morley Safer, people were talking about people who are really good at that sort of journalism, because it's real journalism. Mike Wallace was superb, another name to remember. Or some of the older, I'm thinking about Harry Reasoner, who was on that program for a long time, but it was quite a long time ago. I mean, think of the people that have come through those hallowed halls of 60 Minutes. Great television program. It makes for great radio as well. All right, a couple of more moments here on the countdown, an overview of what's going on conversationally as the Middle East is one of the important factors in the story column. Be interesting to see how this gets treated over the weekend and into next week. The top general of the military says that the Libyan government has asked for U.S. troops to go over there. Yet another involvement in another area in the fight against Daesh. Yes or no? Should troops be sent to Libya? That'll be a question that people will be asking. Hosts will be asking their audience. All right, what say the two of you, Victoria and Jennifer?
I would say at this point, no. And here with an asterisk, and that's because I personally don't trust this president to maintain boots on the ground, per se. I don't know that he's in the position to do that. I don't think he would do that. Perhaps under a different president, maybe that leadership would be there. But I think there are just other things that we can do at this point with this particular leader that would prevent us from having to put boots on the ground.
Right, I'm just anti adding more lives in direct danger. So I know it's necessary sometimes, but my gut instinct is, and my first reaction is always, no boots on the ground.
And it isn't,
and regardless of whoever the leader is.
None of this is necessary. All these lives that have been killed in Iraq, and all these people that have been killed in Afghanistan, go back to Vietnam, go to any of these things, it's just a complete waste. All right, 50 minutes past the hour, countdown version of Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. I thought you would find, as followers of fashion here, it interesting to know who some of the talk radio hosts are on this list. This is a program about lists, and normally it takes the task of what people are talking about to task in the forefront of our conversations, but not often do we talk about the hosts themselves. So every year, the editors of Talkers, with input from a lot of industry leaders, present the most important radio talk show hosts in America. It's become a pretty popular feature. You can see it, find it, read it at talkers.com. Call the Heavy 100. The hosts, oftentimes, this information is based on sheer numbers, but there are other things that they take into account, like what other things are these hosts doing? Are they just doing radio? Are they doing television? How far does their impact go? Do they have longevity? How long have their programs been heard? That kind of stuff. The talent. There's a whole bunch of things that go into the deciding of who's on this list. One of the caveats is the hosts have to be working at the time. So we don't have any posthumous people on this list. Must have a regularly scheduled professional show on the air. Let's see here. I'm looking in. And what has been the case before is that there were sports talk hosts that were in this list, but they've taken those out. Folks and talkers think there are too many people in the sports world and enough good talkers to be on the list. So I'm going to start from the top instead of the bottom, because I know I won't get through all of the heavy hundred anyway in the time that I have allotted. But I was going to take the top 1 through 20, maybe 20. Let's see how much time we have, because I may have a little anecdotal information about Rush Limbaugh, for example, who's number 1. No surprise there. He's been on the air for 28 years, started in August of 1988 during the Rush Limbaugh program, coming from Sacramento, and is still going strong, still has a strong, solid following, and can keep doing this for as long as he wants to. Pretty much the same could be said for the number 2 person on the talkers list of the Heavy 100, Sean Hannity, who's on in the afternoon after Limbaugh. Affable guy. I happen to like him personally a lot. We've all been around. We all know each other, and it's a small group, actually. It's kind of like the Senate of the U.S., a small club of people that mostly has respect for one another, even if we don't. I'm not one who listens much to Limbaugh myself or Hannity, but I have great regard for what they do and what they've done. So anyway, Hannity number 2. Dave Ramsey is in the number 3 position for the first time this year. He's made it into the top 3. Deserves the credit, deserves the accolades. Has come, this guy was bankrupt when he started doing this. He decided he better learn about money, and so he turned that into a lifestyle. He's turned it into a national brand. He's done a superb job with his family and the people that he works with. He has 300 people working for him now in his enterprise. So nothing but accolades and kudos go to Dave Ramsey. Number 3 on the talkers list of the Heavy 100. Number 4 is Mark Levin. Mark, my mother used to say, if you don't have something good to say about somebody, then don't say anything. He's not the kind of guy I like listening to on the air, but obviously a lot of people do, because he's in the number 4 position. Pretty good guy, interesting background, have been involved in politics most of his professional career, and so he's in that 4th position. Number 5 is Glenn Beck, who was on in the morning from 9 until noon. He's no stranger to controversy either. Been involved in lots of talk this week about Mark Zuckerberg and what Facebook had to say or didn't have to say regarding conservative conversations at Facebook. He's credible. I think he's very interesting. I'm fascinated by him and his story, frankly. So on the talkers list of heavy talkers, number 5 is Glenn Beck. Number 6 is Howard Stern. He used to be number 2 for a long time, but has been on the air less. I find him important because of the television work he's doing and some of the other things he's doing, not only just the Sirius XM radio program. Here's a guy who makes $80 million this year, and he'll do 3 hours a day for 3 days a week. But he's got television influence, and by the way, his style, his signature on the air, he's fabulous. He's been a great help to the talk radio industry. Rounding out the top 10, Michael Savage, who is on in the evenings. I don't think there's not much you need to say about him. Pretty much everybody knows what his shtick is. He's number 7 on that list. Joe Madison, who's called the Black Eagle, is on Sirius XM. Very influential in the world of black conversation, black radio, black television, and certainly in terms of what his influence is in Washington, very, very, very strong. Tom Hartman, who is a left-of-center host, is in the number 9 position, does a really good radio program, and Mike Gallagher from Salem is in the number 10 spot. Those are the top 10 hosts on the talkers list, the Heavy 100, and I'm happy to give you that information to chew on. Check out the whole list at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.